This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. تبارك الذي جعل في السماء بروجا وجعل فيها سراجا وقمرا منيرا. تبارك الذي جعل في الليل والنهار حلفة لمن أراد أن يذكر أو أراد شكورا. نحمده وحده لا شريك له في ملكه وهو على ما يشاء قدير. خلق ولم يخلق بديع السماوات والأرض كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. والصلاة والسلام على حبيبه المصطفى محمد بن عبد الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وعلى سائر الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صل عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرض عنا وعن عبادك الصالحين. الحمد لله. All sincere praises belong to Allah and Allah alone. In the Islamic terminology, we use the word hamd to express that, and it is exclusively meant for Allah. But there are many other forms in which Allah praises Himself. One of them is Tabarak, blessed, clean, blessed. And He says of Himself, Tabarak alladhi khalaq al-mauta wal-hayata. That blessed is the one who created death and then life. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So that He will reveal to you, He already knows it, but He will show you which of you is better, has a better deed. And then He says elsewhere, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ that جَعَلَ خِلْفَةِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. He placed in the rotation, the alternating positions of day and night. One comes and goes, and the other one comes and takes its place and goes, and the other one comes around. That in those He placed a sign, ayah, for those who either want to think or those who want to show shukr to Allah. Just in observing the day come and go and the night come and take its place, we should express shukr to Allah. But He says the importance of all that and everything He created is for our benefit. And then what does He want in return from us? الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ وَبَدَعَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ. He created everything perfectly, strictly balanced. No second guesses in His creation. And because He's Bani, that means He begins everything without a template. Someone may create the best car possible, but they did not create it from vacuum. They created it from a template that exists. And even if we go and say the first person to make a car, to design the car, was the first creator or the first inventor of the car, He did not invent it out of a vacuum. He got the idea of the car from the donkeys they were riding. That's why the car has four wheels and the donkey has four wheels. He didn't devise it out of nothing. If it is the aircraft, they learned the idea from the birds. And if it is the submarine, then what those from the ocean animals? And before they came with these things, Allah had already, subhanahu wa ta'ala, had already told us about them in the Quran. He says in Surah Yasin that after telling us everything that we benefit from, he tells us of how he gives us food from the earth. And then how he brings the sun and the moon to give us rest and activity. If you want to appreciate this, turn your day into night and turn your night into day. See how much time it will take you just to get sufficient rest. In other words, if you are a day person, if you decide to work at night, there is no way during the day, it doesn't matter how many curtains you put around, you still feel like you are in the day. But when Allah brings his night, subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't need any artificial devices to feel rested at night. So he goes beyond that and tells us that وَخَلَقْنَا لَكُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ مَا تَرْكَبُونَ, that he created, just as he has described everything else, he created the save us, that's Nuh alayhi salam, from the flood with the boats, and then created for him similar to those that you ride. So no human inventor is an original inventor because it is based on a template. But Allah's invention, beginning with you and I and everybody else, it did not come from a template. So what is the reason for all this? For our benefit. And for what in return? So we may recognize and be grateful to Him. So we may recognize and be grateful to Him. And what does He want? Us to recognize Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, I have not created man and jinn except that they will worship me. That's all he asked for. And because he's so merciful, he doesn't say worship me 24/7. Just a few hours a day. Very few. And if you can accomplish that, you have the rest of the day for yourself. So I wanted to use a story that I read from a brother. He has passed away. Was a writer from Kuwait. Passed away quite recently. I think his name was Abdullah Jarula. Now, I'm mentioning the name and you will see from what he has written. A very beautiful reminder, befitting of any occasion. He says, as a reminder to himself and all of us, he said, why all these struggles? He says, note that when you die, the first thing we do, we change your name. From Ahmad Yaqub Muhammad Noor to the body. Bring the body. Where is the body? We want to talk about coming for your last ritual, we say the janaza. No more reference to Muhammad or Yaqub or Ahmad. Gone. And then he says, yes, people will stop their work and come to visit. But it doesn't matter how much anybody cries for you, it's only going to be for a few days, maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months. When it's more than 6 months, we seek for them psychological care. But these were people who care for you. But if they are in a state of mourning you for more than 6 months, we find them help so they can move on. And if Allah bless you with wealth, and give the people you leave behind wisdom, they give it out in charity. Yes, of course, they take their share as defined by Allah, but they give it out in charity. And that is the best thing that can happen for you. Whether they give it out in charity or they share it as Allah has ordained. And even when they do that, you are still accountable for how you got it. Although you didn't spend most of it, you are being asked to account for every half, for every scintilla of a penny, of a cent, you would account for it. Yet he says from the beginning that before you were born, every flesh of food you would have eaten, every place you would have walked to, any achievement you would have made has already been written. So how can the quest for that which has already been given detract you from the obedience of the one who gave it? You sign up for a job and the boss is in the penthouse. And he says, at 5 o'clock, this is what I want at this place. Your paycheck is $500 a week. It doesn't matter who else says do what. When it's time to do what he wants, you can do that first. Even if it's your immediate supervisor, because it only makes sense. He pays the bills. He writes the check. So his word is final. But in our case, we all agree, no one amongst us doubts that Allah is the one who provides for us. No one ever doubt that. But sometimes we have to disobey them to eat. Because in that instant, we forgot that He is the one who provides. So disobeying Him is the most logical way at that time to just getting that piece of food. But how often have we watched the stories of people who have been patient and have not disobeyed Him? Things turn around. And if they don't turn around, it is only preparing you for a better day. The writer says that don't grieve just because you have a larger share of trial or calamity or challenges than your brother next door. He says that if you are somebody who deals with jewelry, the blacksmith knows that the hotter the fire and the longer the metal stays in it, the better it comes out. And that's the way Allah has designed us. Otherwise, why would the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam go for weeks or months without any food being cooked in his household? And that did not only happen when he was in a weaker position, it continued to happen when you have about a third of the known world under his feet. When you had a third of the known world under his feet, he still slept hungry. When we speak of wealth, we cannot overlook Abu Bakr Siddiq and Osman bin Affan. Osman bin Affan purchased a wealth as soon as he entered Medina. And he purchased it very beautifully. It was the only well that had good drinking water, tasty drinking water, and it belonged to a Jew. So he negotiated with this person, the person said, I'm not selling it, so what I will do, I'll sell the right to use it to you. So I and my family, we use it today, and the Muslims use it the next day, or this few days, and they use it the next. And he accepted the offer. And we all know that that wasn't the only offer, the only instant that he spent vis-a-vis-Allah, including buying the freedom of many, many early believers, including Bilal radiallahu anhu. So this well, after he finally purchased it, became Bayr Osman. So that was a rich person. So was Abu Bakr Siddiq. But they also slept hungry. One of the commentaries for an ayah in the Quran that says, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, and you will be questioned about what you do with the benefit, any benefit that Allah gives you. Many Mufassirin say that it was a very small piece of food. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hungry, he couldn't find anything to eat. And he went to the house of Abu Bakr and he didn't have any to eat either. And they both ended up at the house of Uthman. And they had just a tiny piece of food that they shared among themselves, maybe a few days. And after they finished eating it, he read this ayah, ثُمَّ لَتُسْعَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. I think in our time, the way we may liken it to is just, I'm hungry and I come to your house and you don't have anything. And we go to the 10 brothers' house and they don't have anything. And they get a few cakes. One that, given how hungry I am, I know I can finish it alone. But we have to share it among 3-4 of us. And after we have shared it, you say, wow, Allah is going to question you what you did with this benefit. The thing wasn't enough for me alone. That's how we would say. But the lesson we should learn from this is that this was a rich person. So the brother said, because of all these, don't chase the dunya at the expense of your akhirah. Because if you are not from a good household, instead of giving what you left behind for charity, or splitting it as Allah ordained, it may be the main reason that they fight them amongst themselves for the rest of eternity. Something you struggle for. You are accounting, rendering an account of that to Allah. And it is a cause of fitna among the people you left behind. It's very possible. It happens all the time. So the brother reminds us of all these. A very beautifully written advice. And the only reason why we could say his name, or we had to say his name, is because he gave us this reminder. Otherwise, it's just another janazah. So Allah says, in the positioning, alternating position of day, night, night, day, is a sign for those, لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. What is one of the signs? It is our march towards the Akhirah. Fortunately, he did not give, there is no formula for it. None. It is not the person who is old that passes, nor the one who is young, nor the one who is sick, or the one who is most healthy. There's no formula to it, and there's no place to it. And there is no, just nothing can predict it. And it is as possible today as it was yesterday or the day before. So what do we do? وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. It's just to be ready. And it's not asking for a whole lot. When it's time for salat, make it and make it sincere.